This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Renee Montaigne is on assignment in Afghanistan. The federal government has just started testing vaccines against the new H1N1 swine flu. 2,800 volunteers at 8 sites across the country will be rolling up their sleeves in the next week. That's because last spring's flu is expected back soon. NPR's Joanne Silberner is here to catch us up on where swine flu has been and where it's going. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So how has swine flu spent its summer vacation?
Well, it's gone to the southern hemisphere, especially South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Chile, Argentina, and Brazil. It's going strong there. In the U.S., it's gone to camp. It's been at a number of summer camps, and it's been in a few other places, but mostly the summer camps.
Well, what happens when kids start going back to school, which is happening any day now?
Right. And everybody's best guess is that it's going to come back to school with kids, but nobody really knows. I mean, the theory, of course, is that viruses spread better when people are close to one another, and you get that in school. Flu viruses spread better in cooler, drier air. You get that as the fall comes on. But I got to tell you, if you talk to two virologists, and you'll hear three times that flu is unpredictable.
They don't know that there's going to be a massive pandemic, or do they assume that much, that it's going to be massive, we just don't know exactly how?
It looks like it because it's been so big in the southern hemisphere. It looks like a bad flu season.
Well, how soon will we see a vaccine from those 2,800 people rolling up their sleeves and getting tested here?
Pretty soon, when you consider how long it usually takes to do these things. The Secretary of Health and Human Services has been saying mid-October for commercial availability. The results from the tests going on now should be available in about 5 weeks. One of the things they're looking at is, are you going to need one dose or two? And that's important because there may not be enough to go around, at least at first. And years ago, the government convinced vaccine manufacturers they really needed to step up their production capabilities. And that's when people were worried about, remember, avian flu or bird flu? That concern led to an incredible buildup of what the manufacturers can do. And we're taking advantage of that now because there probably will be enough around.
Do they still make the vaccine by injecting you with basically a weaker version of the same virus? Is that what this vaccine is?
Well, no. The way they make most seasonal flu vaccines is they take the new virus, because every year seasonal flu switches a little and they pick new virus strains to work with. They combine them with another virus. It's actually pretty cool and a little complicated. This combination vaccine produces some of the proteins of the vaccine, of the virus that you're worried about, and then they kill the virus and then they take off those proteins and that becomes the vaccine.
Is it safe?
Well, it looks like it. The seasonal flu vaccine, you know, we're talking billions of doses of these various flus over the years, of these various vaccines, and they've all been safe. So the thought is there's no reason to think that this one will be any different.
Although manufacturing this, if I'm not mistaken, is a slow process. Is there going to be vaccine for 300 million Americans or a desire to get that many Americans to take the vaccine?
Well, they're prioritized already. Let me take your first question first. Is there going to be enough? I think eventually there'll be enough. It looked a little grim in the beginning of the production process because some of these viruses were growing slowly. Some of them seem to be doing a bit of a better job here. Who's going to get the vaccine? Well, there's some surprises there because the government's come up with its list. And on the list are pregnant women, not usually considered for, you know, for new things. But pregnant women are being disproportionately affected by this virus.
Oh, so they're saying the risk of not taking the vaccine is greater than the risk of taking the vaccine.
Right. And it comes in from this one statistic, which is that while 1% of the population are pregnant women, 6% of the deaths have been in pregnant women. So there's a real concern there. There's not a concern for older people, which is unusual because seasonal flu usually gets older people first. But in this case, it looks like they have their own immunity from having seen a similar virus back before 1957.
Joanne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Joanne Silberner giving us the update on swine flu.